Santee Rental Spotlight, Carlton Hills and Town Center. The neighborhood read first. Carlton Hills and Santee scores a crime index of about 3 out of 10, to 10 being worst, which sits below the U.S. benchmark of 4. Citywide violent crime runs around 240 to 255 per 100,000 residents, below national averages. The vibe is classic East County suburb. Single-family homes, garden apartments, schools and parks nearby, car-dependent but convenient. Residents say it's quiet, the high school is solid and the freeway access is a real plus. The gripes, summer heat and some traffic on the main corridors. This is a family and working adults neighborhood, stable mid-tier, not flashy. Zillow puts Santee's typical rent at $2,847/mo as of July 2026, up 2.9% year-over-year, the strongest rent growth of the three East County cities we're covering. That 2.9% tells you demand is building here. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for Santee, thin coverage for a city this size, so Zillow is the number to anchor to. Here's the honest truth on Santee's current rent cast listings. Every live 2-bed/2-bath listing we have is an apartment. No houses or ADUs with a garage are showing up in today's data. That happens in tighter markets. The four live options all sit at 320 Town Center Parkway. Unit 3211 at $3,738/mo, Unit 1108 at $3,789/mo, and Unit 3113 at $3,562/mo, all roughly 1,010 square feet. In 10,445 Mass Boulevard, apartment 91, $2,690/mo, about 900 square feet, 2-bed/2-bath, the most affordable of the group and closest to Zillow's $2,847 typical figure. Apartment fallbacks by name. Highline Apartments, 8729 Graves Avenue, 3.8 stars, 81 reviews. A credible signal. Carlton Heights Villas, 9705 Carlton Hills Boulevard, 3.1 stars, 26 reviews, thinner but on the map. Mast Boulevard is your value play here. Tap below to see current availability and photos.